This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 22.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. We have a fun episode today called Are You Smarter Than a Senior? So what we have for you is a senior team and a team of sophomores, and we're going to see if our sophomore team is smarter than our senior team. So up first, I'm going to introduce the senior team. Would you each just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, starting with them?
I'm a senior. I don't know. I have a 3.6 GPA, and I don't actually think I'm that smart, though. I don't know.
All right. That's Em. Up next.
Hi, I'm Will. I can't really think of anything relevant right now about myself.
Do you know your GPA, Will?
I think it's for something.
For something. That's always a good sign. All right, so we got some smart seniors over here. Sophomores. Hunter, go ahead.
I'm Hunter Schell. I play football.
Okay, we got Hunter. He plays football. Are you comfortable saying your GPA?
Yeah, what's your GPA?
I think I got 2.3.
Okay, 2.3. And we got?
I'm Braden Spencer. I play basketball. My GPA is 3.2.
Okay, so we got Braden. So we got Hunter and Braden on the sophomore team, Will and M on the senior team. Here's how this is going to work. We have three categories. We have an academic category, a sports category, and a pop culture category. The winning team will get to pick the category. You have the first team to ring in on the buzzer gets to answer. You have 15 seconds to talk to your teammate before you give me an answer. If you get it wrong, the other team has a chance to steal, and then the first team to 5 points is the winning team, and ultimately we will decide who is supreme at Port Clinton High School, the senior class or the sophomore class. Any questions? On the scorecard, we got my co-host, Luwani. He will give us an update on the score after each round, and here we go. Our first category, I will choose the first one, is going to be pop culture. Here we go. This is going to be Hunter and Will first, the first one of you to buzz in. Here's the question. In The Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man was lacking what?
A heart.
That's the senior. Will, go ahead.
A heart.
He says a heart. Correct answer is a heart. Seniors, 1-0. We do have a live studio audience, by the way, and I will tell you it's a little slanted towards the seniors. There's actually no underclassmen in this class. So I think they're definitely going to be a little one-sided. All right. Seniors, you get to pick the next category. This will be UM. So your choices are pop culture, academic, or sports.
Pop culture.
Pop culture. All right. Here we go. This is going to be Braden on the sophomore team, M on the senior team. First one to ring in. Which fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations? That's a buzz, kind of, from the seniors. M?
McDonald's.
Okay, M says McDonald's. Correct answer is not McDonald's. All right, so 15 seconds. You guys can talk, and the sophomores have a chance to steal.
I'm glad I don't.
As they're talking, Luwani, quick score update.
Seniors 1, sophomores nothing.
There you go. Okay, sophomores, you have an answer?
Subway.
Their answer is Subway. Correct answer is Subway. Sophomores even the score at 1, and they get to choose the category. So you guys can choose between sports, academic, or pop culture.
Sports.
Okay, this is going to be Hunter and Will ringing in here. Here's a sports question. When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win? Okay, that's the sophomores buzzing in.
Is it 6?
He says 6. Correct answer is 6. Sophomores take the lead 2-1. And again, you get to choose the category.
Sports
again. This is going to be M and Braden ringing in. Who won the Heisman Trophy in college football this past season? That was an early ring in by the sophomore. Go ahead.
Joe Burrow.
He says Joe Burrow. Correct answer is Joe Burrow.
How many sports questions?
There's only one more sports question. Okay. Sophomores are up 3-1 in controlling the category again.
Yeah.
Which category?
Sports.
I think we should say
sports?
No. Sports.
Okay. This would be the last sports question available. This is Will and Hunter. Played in 1967 and 1968, which football team won the first two Super Bowls?
Hunter, there's no way.
Okay, we got the first ring in from the sophomores.
Is it the Steelers?
Okay, he says the Pittsburgh Steelers. Correct answer is not the Steelers.
Well, that was my guess.
So you guys, I mean, this is there's no it can't hurt you here. You get a chance to steal. You get a chance to steal. So think of teams that have won Super Bowls.
Oh, the first Super Bowl.
It's not the Steelers.
About 5 seconds left.
Time to wish I'm my dad. I was my dad. I don't know whoever. Did. Washington's team is
Redskins.
Sure.
Okay, she's going with a little poor Clinton team. Pride. The Redskins. Correct answer is the Green Bay Packers.
I told you.
So nobody gets the point there. Luani, can we get a score update?
Sophomores 3, seniors 1.
Okay. However, since you guys missed that, we're going to take the categories selection back to the seniors. What is left is academic or pop culture.
Let's try academic.
Academic. All right, so let's have Will and Hunter buzz in here.
Let's go on.
Here it is. Which country is both an island and a continent? Will.
Australia.
Australia is his answer. Correct answer is Australia.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Luani, a score update, please.
Sophomores 3, seniors 2.
Okay, sophomores still have the lead 3-2. All right, this is going to be Braden and Emily ringing in. Emily, which category would you like?
Pop culture.
Pop culture. In the 1942 Disney classic Bambi, what is the name of the skunk? You got to buzz in.
I don't remember.
I have no clue.
Braden said, what is Bambi?
Wait.
Okay, we have 5 seconds for anyone to ring in. Okay, that's the seniors.
I don't know, like Stinky or something.
It is not Stinky. Would you guys like to steal?
That's what I would have named Scuzzy.
No, I'm just thinking of the
meme. Just say
Henry. It is not Henry. The correct answer is... Does anyone in the audience know? Just curious. Yes. Flower is the correct answer.
Who names a skunk
for the skunk in Bambi?
That's amazing.
All right. We still are at 3-2-2. Unfortunately, all we have left is academic questions. So this is going to be Hunter and Will. This is an academic question. Here we go. How many cups are in 28 fluid ounces? How many cups are in 28 fluid ounces? You got 10 seconds left to ring in.
Wait.
A guess will not hurt you. Okay.
Four.
That's the sophomore team. He says 4, and he was close, but that is not correct.
What would you say? Now he's
going to
get it.
I'll make the rules, sir. Thank you.
opposite direction.
Senior team, you have 15 seconds here to steal. Can't hurt you.
First close.
Eight? Yeah, why do you have to say that?
Maybe. Can you go for it?
Sure.
Yes.
Is it 8?
They say 8. Correct answer is 3.5. Cups in 28 fluid ounces.
It's been a while since I...
All right. We are going to actually our last question. So seniors, unless if the sophomores get this, they're going to win. If the seniors get this, we will go into a sudden death tiebreaker. Are you ready? This is Braden and Emily ringing in. This is in the academic category. What famous author said, hearing voices no one else can hear isn't a good sign even in the wizarding world? M.
It's gotta be J.K. Rowling, right?
M says J.K. Rowling. Correct answer is J.K. Rowling, author of Harry Potter.
Who is that?
Guys,
the turf who wrote Harry Potter.
Wizarding World was the big clue there. J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter.
I was going to say
all right, sudden death question. I will come up with this question off the top of my head, apparently, because I don't have it available here in front of me. But let's go pop culture, because that was a popular one early on. So we are tied. Luani says seniors three, sophomores three, sudden death. Each of you pick who's going to ring right now. Okay. Why don't you just do the two closest, because you can talk to your team once you pick this. Pop culture. Ready? Your question is, in the hit Disney animated film Aladdin, what is the name of the villain?
Oh my God,
seniors.
Jafar.
Seniors say Jafar. Correct answer is Jafar. Seniors.
There's no way.
Take the lead and the win. So the question of this game, are you smarter than a senior? The answer for the sophomores is no, they're not.
I think you did better than expected.
While you did, yeah, I think you did better, guys. You did a great job. We appreciate you coming on the podcast. This was fun. We hope to do this again. Thanks to all the listeners out there. We have Lisa Mailer who listens. I know some kids over at the middle school listen. We really appreciate it. Please like, subscribe, and share. We're on all major platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and we hope to see you next time on the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share, and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelist.